Here is your All-Sam Regional News. I am Kyle Saunders. Good morning. The Trinidad and Tobago Coast Guard says it has lost a mystery pirogue containing the decomposing bodies of five unidentified individuals. It was during a recovery operation early yesterday morning. Last Saturday, pictures and videos of the unnamed vessel began making the rounds on social media. The video showed the vessel with several decomposing corpses adrift near an offshore rig. Officials of the Trinidad and Tobago Coast Guard and the Police Services Marine Unit were dispatched to confirm the information. One official said the vessel appeared to be wooden and foreign. However, News Center 5 understands the Trinidad and Tobago Coast Guard has confirmed the vessel sank while being towed. Meanwhile, Minister of National Security Fitzgerald Hines says he was sad to learn upon hearing the news. Speaking on the Iron Dependency program on I-95.5 FM yesterday, Minister Hines said the probe is ongoing.
So that vessel, I have no doubt inquiries will also show, because when you look at the make of the boat, the structure of the boat, it's a proper piece of architecture, you know. It has come from where real talent rests, you know. If you see, you watch the structure?
Yes.
And it resembles as a smaller version of the one that came earlier. You know, so you understand. I have no doubt that it is of similar ilk. And probably that's why it's not alarming us as before, because we've been down that road. But anyway, investigations are ongoing, and my commiserations to those who perished.
Minister Hines also said there could be many possibilities that led to the incident.
They must have run out of gas, fuel, they must have run out of water, and they perished, and the vessel just, with the trade winds of our time, drifted down to the Caribbean.
So, Is it safe to say then that how was it detected? Was it civilians?
It just appeared. I don't know the innards of that as yet. I don't know the details.
Right.
I just got a cursory report yesterday when it happened, when it was discovered. They would inform me as Minister of National Security, and therefore that's as far as it has gone for me. But I'll get the details later.
Investigations are ongoing. Jamaica's children advocate Diane Gordon Harrison is expressing concern about the ongoing acts of violence against the nation's children. This following the death of 12-year-old Kevon Fearon, who was killed when gunmen opened fire on the vehicle in which he, his mother, and another person were traveling.
It's beyond sad to learn of the fatal shooting of this 12-year-old. It certainly represents not only loss of life, but loss of potential. We have no idea the capacity and the potential to contribute that has been snuffed out with Kevon's death. We, of course, stand against violence against children and stand against violence in general.
The incident occurred last Friday in St. Andrew at about 7:27 a.m. Kevon's mother, who was driving the vehicle, also sustained gunshot wounds in the incident and remains in hospital. The other passenger was unharmed. In condemning Kevon's murder, Mrs. Harrison expressed hope that the perpetrators would be brought to justice. The budget debate in Guyana's National Assembly has begun, with an opposition legislator slamming the government for its handling of the economy. MP Karuta Fernand says people and the Guyana economy are poorer because of the mismanagement of the administration. During the debate last Friday, MP Fernand said the poverty rate had increased under this administration.
We're spending over $3 trillion in oil revenues from 2020 to 2024 has left our people poorer than they were before. By the end of 2025, the PPP will have spent $4.7 trillion, over $22 million per household. Yet, walk through any community in Guyana, speak to any family and ask them, are you $22 million better off? The answer echoes through every market, every street, every home, no. Instead, working families struggle harder than ever to survive in a country that paradoxically boasts the highest GDP per capita.
MP Finance accused the government of using the financial resources to enrich a few. She told the assembly the salary increases for public servants are no match for the inflation rate. The budget debate is expected to continue today. And that's your OCM Regional News. I am Kyle Saunders. Good morning.